Gee, if I could fault you, good Ian Clark coming Luke Clasgale and the Shock, then I shall meet Tom Comack with you as always on a Wednesday night. And, well, we got a very special treat in store for you tonight because, of course, the Donegal Club Football Championship throws in this weekend. So does the Ulster Championship. And, well, we've got three men to talk to us tonight that have, 65 years of senior championship football experience. And at least two, if not three of them, are actually playing football still and will be featuring in the Donegal Senior Football Championship in the coming week. Of course, the games kick in this weekend, so we're looking forward to that in a moment. But before we look at that, obviously, there's... Sorry, Jimmy Stafford is in here. Just a little bit of confusion. And, well, we have an interview with Liam Skelly, who is, of course, of the Donegal Finance Committee. And, Liam, of course, is talking to us. Obviously, we talked to Liam about the success enjoyed by the Donegal ladies last weekend in winning the Little Ladies Division 2 League. But Liam is especially on to tell us a little bit about a golf classic raising fund that the ladies have organised on Friday week at the Ballybuffet and Stranorlar Golf Club.
Well, Liam, first of all, I suppose we have to, on a week that Donegal are celebrating a Division 2 Little Ladies League success and promotion to the Division 1. First of all, it's a good week and everybody's celebrating in Donegal, ladies.
Yeah, that's a big week for us now. It was a great night on Saturday night down in Dublin. There's great turnout, great support and everything for the girls, you know.
Yeah.
And they've done us all proud.
And the manner in which they won it wasn't only winning it, but the manner and style of which they won it. And some fantastic scores, even up on YouTube, some of them.
Yeah, and fantastic scores and fantastic saves from our young 16-year-old goalkeeper too, who was thrown into the deep end, done very well too. So I think the girls didn't panic, you know, even when they went down to 14 players and when they went down to 13 players, you know, you could have panicked at that stage, but no, they just kept so controlled. They were great, you know.
Yeah, so a big fillip and a big lift for Donegal ladies.
Oh, that's it. That's all needed. We need every wee boost we can get with the girls, you know. You're always fighting. It's hard, you know.
And, of course, you're treasurer of the board, so we have you on tonight to tell us about a golf classic, your second annual, which you're running soon.
That's it. No, I'm not the treasurer. I'm the finance committee, just I'm fundraising. So, our second annual golf classic takes place on Friday week in Ballybuffet in Stranorlar, Friday the 20th. We have 2,000 in prizes there, plus we have a bonus, Paddy Carrington. Three-time major winner has given me two hats, four gloves, four packs of balls, and an actual 56-degree wage that he played with on tour as a prize, all signed. So there'll be some great prizes on the day there, you know, for the golfers. So
yeah, and what format does it take? It's obviously a four ball.
Yeah, team of four. Yeah. There'll be just two scores to count at every hole. Quite friendly. No four holes to count or anything like that. There just. And a nice, easy, friendly round, you know, that's what it's all about, having fun.
Yeah, and as I said, this is the second annual, so hoping to build on last year, which was quite successful.
Yeah, well, last year was great success last year, you know, the girls really went out and showed, you know, that this is the main fundraiser for ladies football in the county from last year, you know. The girls are out at the minute looking for sponsorship, so any of the businesses there, if the girls approach you, it'd be great if you could sponsor a tea or give us a hand.
And when you're talking about sponsorship, what are you looking for?
We're looking for €100 to sponsor a tea. We have all the prizes already got, and we've some prizes sponsored, so it's busy now sponsoring a tea. And enter teams, there's still space left on the timesheet.
Yeah.
Any of the golfers out there, ring Ballybuffet in Stranorlar, 9131093 to book there.
Yeah. And all entries have to be taken at the golf club, I presume?
All entries will be taken at the golf club, yeah. You have to phone the golf club to enter, because we were going to have our own as well, but it gets very messy if you do that, you know, because then you've times crossed. So one timesheet, and that's at the golf club. So that's the safest way, you know.
Yeah, and obviously if this weather sticks up, it'll be very attractive, because Ballybuffet and Stranorlar.
So fortunately we have to leave Skelly there of the Donegal Ladies Board, of course, telling us about that Ladies Board Golf Classic, which is on in the Ballybuffet and Stranorlar Golf Club on Friday week. Friday week in Ballybuffet and Stranorlar, and of course still some tea times and still some sponsorship available if you want to get in and support the girls. And certainly after the weekend success, I think we all should row in behind them. If you're interested in playing golf, and certainly who wouldn't be interested playing golf with this particular weather? Indeed, one of my guests here in studio, John Hearn, we'll be talking to him in a moment. I'm sure he wouldn't mind getting out and swinging a club as well. So if you want to book a time, there's still, as you heard Liam say there, there's still a time available. You can book it at the Ballybuffet and Stranorlar Golf Club, 074-91-31093. That's the Ballybuffet and Stranorlar Golf Club. And if you want to book it from the north of Ireland, of course, it's 0035374913103. So we'll give you that maybe a number a little bit later in the programme as well. And remember, there's some tea sponsorship as well. You can contact Liam. He gave us the number there as well. His number is 086-860-2070. But that's the Donegal Ladies Golf Classic. It's the second annual, a great event last year. Quite a large number of people turned out for it, and certainly the girls out at the moment looking for sponsorship as well. Well, our concentration tonight, of course, is very much on the Donegal Senior Football Championship and the Intermediate Championship, which gets underway this weekend as well. And I'm delighted to say I'm joined by three very special men tonight, and men that have brought great enjoyment to us all down the years. Adrian Sweeney Dunlow, Johnny McClune, Niamh Connell, and John Hearn, St. Junans. And between them, they have a combined total of 65 years of senior championship football played, and certainly quite a lot, and quite a lot of experience, I'm sure, in there. And some success, and quite a lot of success, and no success, but I'm sure great memories as well. We'll be joined by Adrian and Johnny in a moment, but first of all, I'm delighted to say I'm joined in studio by John Hearn again, a fairly regular contributor here as well. John, first of all, delighted you'll be with us, and one looking out this evening, one would have to say it's championship weather. I'm sure you're looking forward to it.
Oh, looking forward to it, Tom. It's great when you see the blue skies and the ground getting a bit harder, and it's great, you know, to have something to look forward to so early in the season. This last few years, the championship was put off until, you know, later on after Donegal went out. But this year with the first round, you know, it's a wee bit of excitement and something to get focused on early in the year. And now with the good weather, it's all systems go for Sunday.
And we're not going to look ahead to this year's championship so much, but we're going to look back on the last, what, 21 years, was it?
21 years, Tom. 1995 was my first year for St. Junan's Seniors. And great days, Tom. You know, Mickey Houston took over that time with a young team coming through. We had a bit of success at minor level in 93, 94 and 95. But, you know, different times, Tom, completely, when you look back and think of it. Like, back then, St. Junan's weren't successful. I don't think...
Yeah, I was going to think of that, yeah. Probably
83,
was it?
83, that's when they won a championship. And more significant, we hadn't won a first round of the championship in about 7 years. So it was big, you know, we were complete outsiders at that stage. And, you know, our first year, we beat Gidore in the first round, which is a big thing, you know, to older players like Una Mack and Charlie Mulgrew, and, you know, even Mark Crossan, who wasn't old at the stage. But them boys had never, you know, Mark, you know, some of them boys had never won a championship game for St. Junan's until that stage. I know Charlie and Unan obviously were there in 83, but, you know, Niamh Columba, Glenn beat us in a semi-final in 95, and they beat us again in 96 in a semi-final. Yeah. And then, you know, 97, we beat Glenn and we beat Kilcare in the semi-final, and we beat Ballyshannon in the controversial final.
Yeah, you won it on the field and off the board.
So, you know, great memories, Tom, and it's great still to be going at this stage, you know, 22 seasons later. But sure, listen, lucky with injuries and lucky to be on a successful team some of them years. And yeah, Tom, it's brilliant, you know.
Yeah, and tell me, obviously, you know, you mentioned Charlie Mulgrew and Mark Crossan and Eunan McIntyre, you know, and Mickey Houston. You've played with an awful lot of players down the years.
You have, Tom, you know. And listen, Rory's still going there, and Conal Dunn's been there for a lot of the time, and Kevin Rafferty, some of them boys were probably there in 99. David McGinley, now our manager. David would have been there in 95, 96. I think he was maybe in America for 97. So a lot of the boys still going, and, you know, they've given great service to the club, and great lads and great memories, Tom. And, you know,
when you say there, like, you know, you hadn't enjoyed that much success, and Mickey Houston came in, and really, for the last 21, 22 years, you've been up there nearly every year.
I've been up there every year, Tom. You know, I've been in 13 finals and won 8 and lost 5, and, you know, never been beaten in the first round of a championship, either group stages or in that old format of home and away. So I've never lost. I've always, you know, we've won them 21 years. We've always got out, yeah, got out of the first round. So, you know, lost a couple of quarterfinals, lost a few semifinals, but by and large, I would be very successful. So, you know, for me, Tom, it's been great, and it's maybe easier for me. Like, I was thinking when you told me coming on about, you know, how many years is this, and the first man I thought of was Adrian Sweeney, yeah, who's played more than me. Adrian, like, I didn't start playing for St. Junior Seniors until I was 19. Those boys probably played at 16 and 17. Big Brian McLaughlin down in St. Michael's and Eddie, like, and, you know, unfortunately for Eddie, he's never won anything with Dunlow Championship, but Jesus, to still be going, fair play to him, he's a mighty man.
Yeah, well, we'll be talking to Adrian in a moment, but another man we have on the line, and certainly a man, I think he made his debut the same year as John Harn, is Johnny McClune. Johnny, good night to you.
How's it going, Tom, as well?
Yeah, well, I suppose the first thing we want to clear up, we definitely know that John and Adrian are still playing, and I know I've seen you in the Gaeltacht playing for your junior team. My sources in Niamh Connell tell me that, you know, they still hope to have Johnny McClune playing in 2016 to defend the Dr. Maguire.
Yeah, well, I'd love to be playing again, but time, I think, has caught me between everything. We've a young family with three young kids, and I cannot decide if I ever was lucky enough to get my third championship that I would maybe do with it. And luckily enough, last year we got over the line for our third. And I spoke about it with Geraldine, and I kind of made the decision. It was always my decision, and I thought, yeah, I think it's the time to go. You know,
yeah.
I just feel like there's an awful lot of time needed to get to the fitness that you need to get to, and the older you get, it definitely is harder to get up to speed to how you want to be. So I think I've thrown
in
the towel at this stage,
yeah, now. Well, I'm sure that Martin Regan and Martin Doherty, or Michael, well, yeah, Martin Regan and Martin Doherty will be still maybe making a call later in the year. But we'll talk about. Tell me, you mentioned, or John Harn mentioned, he made his debut in 95, I think around the same time as yourself.
Yeah, it was the year we drew with our draw. I think we played them three or four times in the first round of the championship, and we got to the quarter final with Unions. I remember about 10 minutes ago, I was 16 at the time, and I remember Ben and Pat Wadge here saying, Pat, if you put me in, I'll get you a goal. And I think it's probably youthful enthusiasm I hadn't when I got touched the ball for the 10 minutes was on. But that was the first senior game I played for Glencies. And from then on, I kind of was a regular, you know, up until last year. And lucky enough, we got over the line three times, you know, to win the championship. And we had a good enough run.
Yeah. And, you know, again, you mentioned Pat Wadge there. Played under a lot of managers and played with a lot of good players.
Yeah, we're lucky. I was lucky myself, you know, coming into the team. We had John Gilday with Jim McGuinness, you know, household names like that. And we had good lads like Martin Doherty and Paddy Campbell. We had the nucleus of a good team for a few years, you know, and we felt ourselves we were good enough to get over the line. But it took the young lads, you know, five, to really, you know, get the push on to get the final hurdle over, you know. So,
And obviously, you know, it was something that people in Niamh Connell, and we've talked about this to many people over the last, 10 years or so, to Jim McGuinness, John Gilday, Danny McGeehan, all people involved. It's the one question we always mention and always ask to people involved with Niamh Connell. You know, it was something that the club really craved. You know, when you looked around, you saw our draw winning. Dunlow had their period in the 40s and the 50s, you know, and you were up there as well. You were in the middle of that and you know, had a great tradition but never had won.
We were kind of knocking on the door, but I suppose looking back, maybe we just weren't good enough, and we thought maybe we were good enough. We were lucky then that the young lads came in 05, and we got about five or six players straight from minor into senior, which was kind of unheard of, and we came from nowhere in 05 to win the championship. It took a lot of hard work. It took a lot of things to work right for us. You know, Jim McGuinness came into the coaching side of things along with Huey Malloy, and I think John Gilday really stepped up that year as a player, you know, and still would be really revered within the club. You know, I think, you know, everything like that working together, plus the young lads coming through. And I think there's a tradition in Glencies now for really encouraging youth and bringing them in, you know, good and early, give them time to settle. And that's what's worked for us. I always think any championship we've won, it seems to have been young lads coming through making that wee difference. I think, you know, and hopefully the club keep that up. And I see Martin Regan and Doc, like last year with young Owen McGettigan coming in, Kevin McGettigan, and them lads were trusted, and it proved like it was the right thing to do, you know.
Tatoi Gaster, Christian Clark, coming Luke Taskill, and a shock on the show. Let me, Tom Comack, with you as always on a Wednesday night. And my special guest here in studio is John Hearn. And the voice you heard there on the phone is that of Johnny McLoon of Niamh Connell, of course. Both have played for 21 championship seasons. And well, I know, and certainly in the case of John Hearn, he's looking forward to a 22nd. And I know there are those that are in Niamh Connell that maybe will hope to entice Johnny McLoon back as well. Johnny, we're just having difficulty at the moment contacting Adrian Sweeney, but we're going to keep trying. He's probably out training or maybe practicing freeze or something. But anyway, but one of those final, that first final, I suppose, you know, the fact that you beat St. Junans as well, you know, obviously great, you know, one of the strong teams, one of the traditional teams, maybe a bit like, you know, people say you haven't won the Sam Maguire and you've beaten Kerry or Dublin.
Well, definitely Junans are the benchmark, you know, they have been, as you said, this last 20 years. And going into the final, we were quietly optimistic ourselves the first day, although I think Nairs kind of got the better of us. Jim had a game plan. We all kind of knew it inside out. It was a basic enough game plan looking back, but it was the difference in us winning and not winning, and we set out our stall. And we were lucky enough in the end of the first final, but once we gripped the week between the both finals, we kind of got a chat, and we kind of thought, right, we're not going to go in nervous again. We went in, we executed the game plan, and luckily we won the game. But
It took a replay, didn't it? Yeah.
It took a replay, yeah. It was the first day, and we were lucky enough. Unions were in the attack, I think, when the ref gave up the game. We weren't too happy about it, but luckily the second day it worked out for us, you know.
Yeah, and you know, that was, I suppose, the first time we saw the blanket defence as well.
It was. Well, how we felt it was the only way we could have won that match. Just Unions were so much bigger physically, you know, and they'd more kind of, maybe at the time, more match winners. So we had to set our stall out. You had to cut your cloth to suit, and that's just how we won it. Like, winning your first championship, it doesn't have to be pretty. You just have to win it.
Yeah.
We knew, like, we had a great chance to win that championship final because that year we were in the final, and so we just thought we were going to do whatever we have to do to win it. We weren't too bothered about the spectacle or how we won it. It was just about winning.
And as you say, given the age profile, there was a general anticipation that you were going to win the next one or the next couple as well, but it doesn't work out like that.
It definitely doesn't work out that way. You know, just to win a championship, you need to have a certain amount of luck. You need to have players, you know, you need to have everybody fit. You don't need too many injuries, you know, and, like, you can't ever take it for granted. You can't just say, right, we're the best team in the county, and because we won a championship, we're going to win the next three or four. Like, they are hard to win. Hmm. So anyone you do win, you know, you enjoy it, and you try and make the best of it.
Yeah,
because they are hard to get.
And of course, that's obviously something that from a club like yours, you know, that you were so eager to make the breakthrough and had no great tradition behind you. Obviously, that's something that you have now created and that team created.
Because the previous final to the 05 final was 1965. It was a game that my father would have played in, Leo McLoon and Philip like that. So we grew up in a listening in our house anyway, listening about the 65 team. And I remember starting playing senior football. One of my main names was, or my biggest ambition was, to play in a county final. Like, we didn't even dream about winning a county final. We were that far from it. You know, we were a relatively small club. And it's just in the last 10, 15 years that we started winning underage and progressed to senior. And luckily enough, we've been thereabouts the last 10 or 15 years.
Tato Egeistlich, Leishan Clark, and Luke Taskill, and a shock on the show. I meet Tom Comack, as always, on a Wednesday night. And my special guest tonight, still having difficulty contacting Adrian Sweeney. If anybody sees him out there, get him to phone, because he's not answering us anyway. But John Hearn here in studio with me. John, the game obviously has changed, has it?
Oh, massively, Tom. You know, Johnny chatting here, but, you know, the wife and three wains, you know, it is hard. Like, some of the last few weeks now, it's 5 days a week, you know, between recovery sessions and going to the pitch and strength and conditioning and then a match at the weekend. You know, as Conal Dunn's wife says to Conal, they're not like me saying this here, but, you know, she doesn't ask him what time's the match at. She says, what time are you going at and what time will you be back at? Mm. That's the reality. And if you're going to Kilcare for a league game, you know, when Maxie was in charge last year, you'd be maybe away at 12 o'clock and, you know, you wouldn't be back to 7 o'clock. So it's a big commitment, surely, and you know, that's changed from
when you started first. Was it the same commitment?
Not at all, Tom. You know, it wasn't. Well, maybe, not the same commitment, but it wasn't the same pressure. You know, you train, it was the basic Tuesday, Thursday night and a game of the weekend. That was it. and there was great old camaraderie after games, and everyone would go to the clubhouse or they would go to the pub, and you had great characters, Dodo Winston and Frankie Campbell and Mickey the Boy, and you know, everyone went out together afterwards and we had a good old drink and good crack, and you know, there
was that gone?
Oh, it's definitely gone, Tom. You know, myself and Conal Dunne and a few of the boys were chatting about it recently. You know, that is gone, and it's unfortunate. I'm not encouraging a drink culture or anything like that, but you know, a bit of banter and a bit of crack and the social side of things and just having the crack after a game, and you know, that's gone now because it has got too serious. Listen, I know all about it. I'm still playing. I have to get that commitment, but I don't mind. But you know, sometimes you look back and think, you know, there's a wee bit of crack gone out of it, you know. But listen, that's the way it's gone. You have to, if you want to be successful, Tom, you have to give this massive commitment now, and it is massive commitment, you know.
Johnny, have you found a big change?
Yes, I could reflect with Jonathan. Definitely, it's gone 4 or 5 nights a week, you know, and that's more or less all year round. I know in Glenty's lads, they're very dedicated lads, you know, but there wouldn't be many months in the year, they wouldn't be training 3-4 nights a week. And I'd say any top club, that's what they're at. You know, you're watching your diet. Everything is tight, you know. It is basically professional, you know. They talk about county football being professional, and I know they're probably a few stages ahead of club football, but club football is very time consuming, and you need to really want to be doing it. You need to have the time to do it, you know. But like what John said is definitely true. Like, there's a it's so professional. Like, you don't drink after games. You're thinking about rehydrating. You're talking about recovery sessions. You're talking about training sessions. Then you're talking video sessions, you know. And the height of championship I seen last year leading up to the finals, you're away 4 or 5 nights a week. You're away weekends, you know, for sessions. Like, it is.
Yeah. It might have been away in the past, but it was on the social side. tell me, obviously you mentioned the great players you played against. The memorable opponents you've had down the years.
There's a lot of them. You don't want to give them too many big hits. I had a lot of trouble, you know, when I was younger growing up. The likes of Ray Sweeney, I always thought was a very good player, hard to play against. There was Shane O'Donnell, played for Bundoran, brilliant player. I remember Adrian McLaughlin was probably the toughest man I used to have to mark. He used to play number 6. I always found him the tough man to mark, you know. The likes of Mark Crossan, Damien Dever, unbelievable player. You know, there was so many brilliant players, you know.
And if you were to pick out a moment in your career, you know, or just I know obviously winning a championship, but apart from winning obviously that championship, you know, a highlight in your career, something that when you think of playing with Niamh Conlon, maybe the first thing that comes to your mind.
I'll tell you, the highlight for me was the two highlights. I know you said don't mention the final. Yeah. The 05 final was a huge one for us. We won the league in 02, and that was a huge game for us too. I remember Michael, the brother, was playing, and that personally was a big game. But I think the complete highlight was 2010. We had a good run on Ulster, and we were lucky enough to get to the Ulster Club final. We played across McGlen, and all them games in Ulster were brilliant. There was a brilliant atmosphere about the town. There was a brilliant atmosphere within the club, you know, and the team with a great bond. We knew what we were all about, you know. We knew our tactics. We knew how we were going to play, and we were very confident. And you just couldn't wait for them games to come, you know, in Ulster. They were brilliant. They just so. For me, that would be the highlight, definitely.
And was there regret maybe not winning that Ulster title?
Oh, definitely, there's regret. You look back and you think, you know, we had chances in the first half. I think we went in at half time, a point or two up, and with a couple of goal chances, and we give them an easy enough goal. You know, just things like that. Typical when you lose a game, you look back, you know, but that was a big game for us, right?
Yeah. And in terms of the provincial, and we talked to John Harn about that as well, in terms of provincial, was there a difference, did you find, in the football?
The intensity, definitely. The intensity is huge, you know, in Ulster, and the physicality of it, you know. But and it's played at a different speed. It's played different than Donegal football. Like, Donegal football's more kind of, it's more defensive and things like that. The Northern teams, well, that time anyway, in turn, it was more 15v15, and it was basically going at each other, you know. It was like really like old school football, and it was very enjoyable to play against. There's very few blanket defence that time now. It's probably changed a bit. Like, Cross McMahon pride themselves on not playing blanket defence, and it's kind of more man-on-man, which is enjoyable, you know.
Yeah. And John, you know, I suppose the one thing where St. Junan's and Donegal teams in general have failed to make an impression is in Ulster, isn't it?
Absolutely, Tom. You know, I played in 7 Ulster clubs, and we only won 2 games. We bet Clonoe 1 year, and we bet Rosslea another year, you know, and that's it, you know. So it's a sad reflection. But, you know, as Johnny said, it's a tough competition, and people say, oh, you should do better, and you have a good squad, and you have. Definitely, you know, a couple of times we did underachieve. A couple of times we just didn't play well. Better teams bet us. Kilku bet us, and Ballaghy hammered us in 99. You know, different. They're just a different class. A couple of games against Cavan Gaels, definitely we should have bet them. But we didn't beat them, so we've only ourselves to blame, you know. And
because it's amazing when you see, you know, clubs like, you know, St. Bridget's and Roscommon, Corrifin, you know, Cross Medlina, you know, Balting Glass from Wicklow. I think there was a club from Aeroog, was it, in Carlow, going and winning All Ireland.
Yeah, in Caltra. The meetings were on TV not that long ago. You know, a team that came from Intermediate in Galway and within a year or two won an All Ireland club and gone back to Intermediate. But they got their shot at it and they took it, you know. We just never did. You know, as Johnny says, you need a lot of things to go right. And 08 was our best year. We beat Clonoe and we had Cross Medlina on the rack. But we couldn't see it, you know. Couldn't see it out. And I think if we had a bet Cross McGrain, we would have bet Ballon there in the final. But the thing about that game was that Brendan Devaney got injured against Clonoe, and we missed him, and we missed him badly. I'm convinced if Devaney had played that day, but that's us and buts, and no more than Johnny said about them losing their final. You know, you can have regrets, but on the day we weren't good enough, and that was it, unfortunately.
And tell me, the great players you played against.
Same as Johnny, loads of time. I always had trouble with John Bond in my early days. He was a lovely player and great player in that great Kelly Beggs team, you know, with Barry Cunningham and John. You know, when we were starting out, they were a big force, and John Bond used to come up against him at midfield, and he was a great player, you know. But no more than Johnny's, it's great players, you know, great battles. Like when you think of John Gilday's performance in 05 for Glenties, and Damien Diver more or less single-handedly beat us in 2000 county final, you know, unbelievable individual performances from them men to, you know, not single-handedly won it for their team, but Diver that day was immense for, you know, where they're at. You look back and say, God, why didn't we just stop Diver, take him out, or man mark him or something, you know, we would have won a county final. But we didn't do it, and we regret maybe seeing with John Gilday in 05, you know, he kind of dictated the game for Glenties. But that's the way it goes. You don't win them all.
And yet you need players like that. You know, we go back to 2014, or was it, you did the exact same against Glenswilly?
Ah, well, lucky, you know, it fell right for me that day, you know why. And we had Devaney did it for other days for us in 99 when he's kicked the 14 points. So you need special players on special days, you know, and eight boys like Adrian McClafferty and all our players, you know, Kavanagh and Rafferty and Dunn, they've all given great service, and you need them men surely.
Unfortunately, we're unable to make contact with the third member of the people of the three experienced men here tonight, Adrian Sweeney. Unfortunately, we can't make contact with him. Our apologies about that, and but my thanks to Johnny McLoone. And Johnny, I certainly haven't given up hope on seeing you back in McCool Park, marching behind the band, and I'm sure a lot of people in Glenties. And John Harn is looking here, smiling as well. He's hoping maybe you're
not the pitch, Johnny. You've enough now.
You'll have tougher boys than Malcolm me, John, coming from Glenties.
Look at Johnny. Thanks for joining us tonight. And if it is retirement, enjoy it.
All right, thanks, Tom. Thanks. All right, see you, John.
Right, Johnny.
That's Johnny McLoone there joining us from his home in Glenties. He says, unfortunately, we can't get our hands on Adrian Sweeney. We spoke to him beforehand, but we just can't get him now. So, obviously, some difficulty with the phone line there. But, John, looking forward now, you're obviously a big game on this weekend.
No, a big game against Kilcare, Tom. You know, we're at home. So, the last time they came, they beat us in 2012 in the first round. So, you know, listen, we're good enough shape, so Kilcare are flying at the minute, so it's going to be a big challenge and hopefully a big crowd, and hopefully we can get a good performance and maybe turn them over, you know.
Yeah, and obviously, you know, another team that's coming, seems to be coming strong, is Gweedore.
Absolutely, you know, we've chatted about them this last number of years. They have the players, they just haven't seen to be able to get it together for one reason or another. But I think they made a wise decision keeping Colin Sheridan, the manager, last year. Not, you know, a lot of teams now just being the manager if it doesn't go well. So the bit of continuity there. And we know they have the players from their underage success in the county men. So they're going well in Division 1, and they're not in the hardest group. So I think, you know, Gweedore could be a force this year.
That's about it, John, from tonight. And of course, the Ulster Championship throws in at the weekend as well on Sunday. It's Fermanagh versus Antrim in Enniskillen, a game of interest to us here in Donegal, because Donegal play the winners of that on the 12th of June. But that's all from me, from Tom Comack. Until next week, my thanks to Johnny McLoone, my thanks to John Harn, and also thanks to Jimmy Stafford and Sound, Gugee and Chocton, the Huggins, Donegal's Bannock.